Welcome back to the Society 9 podcast. My name is Lynn Lee. I'm the founder and CEO of Society 9. For those of you joining us for the very first time, Society 9 is a modern women's boxing brand providing gear and sportswear to empower you and your fight. I'm coming to you live from one of my closets at home where there's the best insulation for sound that I could possibly get. And this was after multiple trials. We're back from a somewhat long hiatus from our last podcast episode, which at this point was in 2017, which is insane. I can't believe it's been 3 years. We did about 21 episodes, and then because our lovely engineer moved away, shout out to Dion, and the company went through some changes, we put a pause on our podcasts at the time while we navigated our company's journey and our different growth changes. And not gonna lie, I was super bummed when we had to do that because we had a great listenership and the conversations we had with our guests were really powerful, but I'm excited and proud to say we're back. And I'm so thrilled that you're joining us because we're nothing without our community. So thanks for being here. So I guess to catch you up on where we, Society 9, are at now, 2020 has been a whirlwind for any small business. And ours is definitely, our business is definitely no exception. But we are incredibly grateful to continue to keep pushing and serving all of you. And honestly, by some grace of God and miracle, we still managed to launch our shoe, the Society 9 EOS High Top, which you may have seen on our social media, on our website, on Kickstarter. We were able to get that out the door, which is something we're super proud of. We spent 2 years developing that shoe, and we had planned to launch it March 18th, 2020. And I had actually traveled to New York for a press interview at the New York Stock Exchange celebrating International Women's Day on March 6th. And as I came back on that trip, like literally on the plane, I had Slack messaged my team and I had said, you know, I felt like something was a little bit off. Just being in the city, the energy, the vibe, and what I was observing at the airport didn't feel right. I just felt like everything was going to go downhill. I know that sounds really ominous, but just going through TSA and feeling people's energy, I know that sounds super sheeshy, but it's just like, it just felt nervous. There was this nervous energy, and nothing had been announced by any local state government, city government, federal government. No one had really said anything about coronavirus at the time, but I immediately told my team, literally like on the flight back, that we're going to have to postpone the launch indefinitely and that we're going to have to anticipate a weird 2020. And from that point on, we started planning for every scenario imaginable, from the absolute worst case, which is, you know, that we're done and we're closed up for 2020 and we don't survive, all the way to the best case, which honestly just meant that we were flatly operating, meaning, you know, no growth, but no major loss either per se, but just barely scraping by, because to us, scraping by would be a win this year, because with everything going on, we really couldn't see it any other way at the time, you know, with no information other than what we were seeing internationally, you know, with Iran, Italy, China, we could kind of only hold our breath. So, you know, March 16th came, and at least in Oregon, you know, we're headquartered in Portland, Oregon, that meant that everything shut down and closed up on March 16th. So literally that 10-day buffer from which I was in New York to, you know, when I came back, and then all the planning that we shifted. And keep in mind, like, we were planning on launching the shoe March 18th, but that wasn't just a decision that was made all of a sudden. I mean, it took months of planning just the launch itself, and there were other stakeholders involved. You know, we had our production team who helped us put together our shoe commercial, our Kickstarter campaign launch, all the visual assets, all the timetabling, you know, like literally saying, okay, if we're launching March 18th, when do we need to get all of our video assets done, our photo assets, you know, everything. That was at least 3 to 4 months worth of work alone. And then on top of that, you know, the actual work that went into the shoe, you know, 2 years of 9 prototypes, wear testing, getting comments back, doing revisions, me flying to China in July 2019. So just to clarify when I traveled, that is, all this time that we invested to all of a sudden now go into this place of uncertainty was pretty, I don't want to say terrifying, but it was really depressing. It was scary. It was this realization that, yeah, the last 5 years of hard work could literally end this year, and that's okay. And then really having to ask ourselves as human beings, you know, like, is this is going to sound terrible, but it's like, is this the worst thing that could happen to us as human beings? And of course, the short answer is like, no, right? Like when you look at friends, family, your neighbors, their well-being, like nothing will ever compare. And your own health, of course, it will never compare. But in that moment, all of it spins around in your head, right? So, going back to what I said about the additional week that we chose to go into what I call contingency emergency planning, I do feel like in some ways it saved us just from a mental standpoint. You know, like I went from, you know, a product launch excitement mental phase to like brass tacks. I mean, I feel like we had some time to really digest and mentally get ourselves in a zone where we knew adaptability and a willingness to pivot and turn at a moment's notice was going to be required. So literally like those, you know, the 7 to 10 days that we bought that time for, you know, some mental strength. And I just want to fangirl my team for a second. I mean, there's 4 of us and like, I'm just so, they run with me, you know, and I'm honored. I'm proud. This like, and that also includes our, that doesn't include all the other contractors that helped us with our shoe launch and everything, but just like, this was really a team effort. It always is, but just going through what we've gone through the last 3 or 4 months has been just insane. And I feel like the last 90 days have proven to be true on that front, you know, regarding that ability, that mental fortitude to be adaptable, to be quick. I mean, every discovery that we made, you know, about our business, like random things such as the fact that, you know, many small businesses pay for commercial liability insurance, and the fact that there's no clause protecting the business against loss due to, you know, government mandated shutdowns as it relates to like biohealth risks. I mean, talk about like a sneaky one that they pulled. And you best believe that there's lobbyists now who are like making sure that this doesn't happen again in the future. But hey, we're living in this horrible time right now. So, I mean, just little discoveries like that. And then you couple that with, you know, the things that you read in the news, like the PPP, which is the payback protection loans from the SBA, the Small Business Administration. I mean, everything that you've read in the news, if you're not a small business owner, and everything you're reading in the news about everything, for, you know, businesses from restaurants to businesses like ours or whatever, I mean, it's all true. I mean, the irony of all this is like being a small team, it's been really taxing because we've had to wear 50 million hats since day one, and then you throw the pandemic in there and then you throw on like 50 million more. You know, like I said, as a team of 4 and as a small business, like we're definitely burned out. We're exhausted. We're so unbelievably tired, but we also deeply acknowledge our privilege to still be here and just keep pushing forward. And I'll say it again, I'll say it 20 million times, but I'm just so incredibly proud of our team, like our core team, and then everyone else who has, you know, contracted with us, consulted, or, you know, done any sort of creative work. We're just so lucky to just have a really good village right now put together to keep on doing what we do, creating what you love, and pushing out tools, whether it's gloves or whatever, to make sure that you keep on finding your strength and finding your power during this time where, you know, anything that will help you find a sense of equilibrium. Because I can, you know, I can only imagine everyone's lives is just crazy and uprooted right now, in different ways. So, we really acknowledge that privilege that we have to still be here as a small business and as individuals, you know, and to keep pushing forward. And, you know, for my team, I'm proud of how we've shown up for each other to support one another when we've needed to take breaks, set boundaries, and ask for what we need. So yeah, I mean, shout out to them. And shout out to all of you, especially for those of you who've continued to be customers or who quite frankly are just discovering us for the first time and are following us, supporting. Maybe you discovered us through Kickstarter when we launched our shoe. You know, if you discovered us for the first time this year, yeah, mid-pandemic, well, welcome. We're thrilled to have you. I hope that when you come to Society9, you feel like it's that little club that you always wanted to be a part of, but wasn't sure how you could be a part of. But we somehow made a door that was wide open for you to just step in and take a deep breath and feel like everyone's waving at you and welcoming you as soon as you step in. So if that's what we helped make you feel and that's why you're here today, we're so grateful for that. And we don't take that trust very lightly at all. There's another thing of, you know, separate from the pandemic, of course, I'd be remiss to not mention the continuation of the Black Lives Matter movement and how that's impacted our business. And I don't want to say impacted from a capitalistic mindset. That's not what I'm inferring at all. But just, you know, how the continuation of the Black Lives Matter movement and the importance of it, not just of this time in this period of protest, but the importance of remembering our collective humanity and why these protests are happening. You know, Society9 has been about community since day one. Like that is the heartbeat of this business. That is the heartbeat of this brand. And if we fundamentally, if we are to be about community, then that means taking a step back and recognizing the Black community's pain and making sure that this pain is not ignored or silenced. You know, racism is a complex topic, and at Society9, you know, we'll be committed to making sure hard conversations persist and continue, whether it's through our blog, our podcast, on social media. But also just keep in mind too that these hard conversations will still also happen alongside the very things that you have always loved and connected with our brand, which is a place to bond over discovering self-empowerment, you know, whether it's in fitness, in general wellness, you know, physical and mental wellness, but and also in sport and in life, because that's what's, you know, that's what we've always been united over in our community, the Society9 community, is our self-discovery and the investment in not just our physical strength, but the biggest of all, which is our mental and spiritual strength. You know, all of these things are interconnected. Wellness, sport, and life all don't happen in their own silos. They are layers to each of our lives. And even though all of our lives are different, we're human ultimately. And unfortunately, the society and the justice system that we live in doesn't treat us all equally as humans, like point blank period. So when people in our community are hurting, it's our duty to step up and make sure that their lived experiences and perspectives are heard. That is the bare minimum. You know, matter is the minimum. I've seen that online and in referenced in other places, but I think it's so important to emphasize that matter is the minimum in the statement of Black Lives Matter. And in these stories of people in our community, especially, you know, the Black community, there has been pain and tragedy and loss endured, but they also possess power and joy. And all of these layers deserve a spotlight, because for us, you know, at Society9, if we're talking about self-empowerment and discovering your power, we can't talk about only sport and fitness. It's everything. You know, the layers make up the phrase that we keep saying, you know, that phrase being our collective humanity. What makes us human at the end of the day? And so, you know, I'm not here to be on a bully pulpit to be talking politics, but that's the thing, is that, like, this isn't actually a political matter. If you strip it down to its core, we are actually talking about our collective humanity, who we are as human beings. And when I started Society 9 5 years ago, my goal was to ultimately write a new future where self-identified women could dream, pursue, and fight for anything. And yeah, it was under the lens of boxing, kickboxing, mixed martial arts, etc. But I also dreamt of a new future where we would build a bigger and stronger community built on values of ultimate equality and a firm belief of empowering and uplifting one another. And that, and in doing that, that means having really hard conversations just as much as we talk about the fun times and the joy that we have in not just training and loving what we do with the sport and fitness, etc., but just that exuberance and that joy that we feel because we feel damn good about ourselves. And we in our community, we happen to feel damn good about ourselves because of what we love to do, you know, whether it is boxing or kickboxing, etc. But there's layers to that, you know, going back to what I said earlier, you know, there's layers to each of us as humans, and it never is just contained in, you know, a gym setting, the ring, whatever. It is so much deeper than that. And I what I found very interesting being a small business owner during a time like this, where you're contending with, you're trying to build a business, you've got obviously employees and customers whose safety, and in the case of my employees, their livelihood, right, to consider. But, you know, a bigger picture, it's like, okay, business to run. And also, what about our community? You know, whether it's the gym owners, the instructors and trainers, and then, you know, every training partner of our customers, and then our customers themselves. Or maybe you've never even bought from us, but you just follow us because you consider yourself a part of our community and you love what we do, you stand by our values. It becomes a lot more complex than just pushing product, you know? It's multi-layered. And I think that's what the pandemic and the Black Lives Matter movement, all colliding at once, forces any business owner, you know, of any size, I wish bigger business owners with deeper pockets than us would think about this maybe a little bit deeper, but at least for us, I can only speak for Society9, and I can only speak for myself as a small business owner. But as a business owner, you have to confront, you know, the intersectionality of these things. I fervently don't believe in silence, but I also do believe that there is a way to have these conversations and to really identify and find together with other people, whether it's our podcast guests or, you know, our IGTV live guests, whatever. But in having these conversations, there is a way for us to work together to keep on pulling out the rotten roots of our culture, of our system, of our not just justice system, but just this very world we live in, but, you know, namely our country, our communities. If we can use Society9 as a platform to really remember that community, you know, and community being started at the gym, right? I mean, I remember the Krav Maga gym that I used to train at and teach fitness kickboxing at. I remember that there were many different political views at the time. This was during the Obama era. And I remember hearing many conversations that left me uncomfortable or troubled. But what I also remember was that I still considered my Krav Maga family like my weird other family, that I knew if I needed anything, they would be there for me in a heartbeat. And there's that nuanced complexity that I think is really important for all of us, regardless of your race, but just, I think it's really important for all of us to just think about that, to really sink into that and to think, okay, wow, I can't fully understand what this experience is like. But again, going back to the statement, matter is the minimum. Like, if you look across from, you know, that that neighbor, that training partner, your coach, your gym owner, whatever. And especially right now, if they do not look like you, and especially in the context of Black Lives Matter, if they are black or brown, I implore you, speaking as a Vietnamese American woman, I implore you to sit and look at them and give them an opportunity to, if they feel like they need to share what they're going through, like, have a listen. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt them actually more than it may hurt you, but it's going to hurt you too, because it is going to put you in a place where, you know, it makes you wonder to yourself, like, how on earth could this be happening? You're right. It's unbelievable. And so I really hope that I don't just mean Society 9, but we as like a local and a global community, our national community, can come together and start walking towards a new future. And at the very, very, very minimum, on a very small molecular level, you know, at Society 9, I really hope my intention, our intention, is to continue to talk about and do the very things that you still love. You know, I'm excited for our roster of guests over the next couple of episodes, but our goal is to talk about the things that bring us joy, power, and strength while also talking about our pain and struggles, because those things are what makes our lives so rich and our souls ultimately so powerful. It's that resilience to find the joy and power through all the adversity. And so I'm really grateful for some of the guests who've, you know, agreed to be on over the next couple of episodes to have these very conversations. And I really hope that you'll join us and subscribe and listen in. And I hope that you'll find a sense of camaraderie with us. You know, think of us as your distant, you know, gym community, another world away, or actually I should say all over, because the Society 9 community is all over the world. So I hope that you'll join us and listen in, and I hope that you'll find it, you know, just one other source of perspective that you can listen to, hopefully in the context that resonates with you, since I know some of you are just, you know, diehards at training, and it's such an important part of your lives. But I know that mat talk meaning, you know, before your training and after training, when you're wrapping your hands, unwrapping your hands, throwing on your slides, whatever, like getting ready to leave or, you know, getting ready to train. I think about the gym mat talk that I do miss, especially during pandemic times. You know, that's that in-person community and camaraderie that I definitely miss. And when you think about the conversations that you have coming into the gym while you're wrapping your hands, getting ready to train, and you're catching up with your training partners and your classmates or whatever, and then even after, maybe some of you get a drink after or dinner or whatever. I mean, I think that it's those times that actually make those experiences really special. I mean, it's funny because it's not just the training itself. I think many of you would agree with me. It's not just the training itself. It's the bond that you create with these very diverse, different people that surround you in this, you know, gym, or this, you know, community space that happens to be a gym. So we're going to try to replicate that for you through the podcast and through our IGTVs over the course of the next couple of weeks and ongoing, because I know that everyone talks about the new normal. We don't even know what the new normal looks like. It's just going to keep on evolving. And we're going to keep adapting and evolving with it. And so I'm really, really grateful that you're joining us in that evolution. And, you know, I just want to say thanks for supporting Society 9 and being in our community through thick and thin. So that wraps up our episode. Just wanted to catch you all up to where we've been, what's been going on, what it's been like as a small business owner, and what we've been through as a team. But I'm really, really grateful for all of you. And so is the team. You know, we love what we do. We love supporting you. We love seeing you post your backyard training videos. And my favorite still is one of our customers lives in Brooklyn, taped a bunch of Muay Thai kick shields and punch pads all along this tree in the middle of the city on some sidewalk. And it was their bag. It was their heavy bag, basically. So I just keep the ingenuity going, and I really am just so grateful that you include us in this craziness, and that you find a connection with us, because, you know, this whole experience is really difficult for everyone. A lot of lives are at stake right now between the pandemic as well as the movement, but at the core of it, like I said, just if there's anything that I would implore you to just really sink into, is this idea of a collective humanity. Like, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to just even your little pod of people, whether that's your family, your friends, maybe your social circle that you've opened up just a little bit with the phase one, phase two openings, although we will soon see how that may revert back. But in the meantime, please stay safe. Don't be cavalier. Please wear a mask. Wash your hands. Be thoughtful of your friends, family, and loved ones and their safety, as well as your neighbors. And yeah, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being in here with us through thick and thin. Until the next episode, take care, and we'll chat with you soon.